Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk on Tuesday visited with DTN meteorologist Bryce Anderson about the weather outlook for the growing season, specifically for July.
Well, I think the one feature that a lot of us can latch on to and appreciate, because we've talked about it over the years, is that La Nina in the central and the eastern Pacific Ocean is still an ongoing atmospheric driver for this season. And this is actually the third year in a row that we have had La Nina. That's where the water temperatures around the equator are on a sustained level, at least a half degree Celsius below the long-term average. And then that stays in effect for a sustained period of time. So that's been going on. When La Nina is in effect, we tend to have this high pressure bubble develop in the south central U.S. and bring very hot conditions. There's also a tendency for the jet stream to migrate north and take a track from about Calgary, Alberta in Canada, south and southeast through the northern plains, including North Dakota, and then continue kind of toward the Ohio Valley, where the thunderstorm occurrence is likely to be the highest. And we are seeing that going on. We have for several weeks now. And that is kind of a short-term or intermediate-term feature. Longer-term, we know that the sustained warming in the atmosphere is an ongoing feature on a long-term basis. There's been a very substantial warming in the high latitudes in northern Canada, parts of Alaska, clear into the Arctic region. That hasn't let up. Even this week, there was information coming out of the Alps in Europe that the snow is melting at 10,000 feet in the Alps in Austria, the earliest that they've ever tracked, and earlier than the previous earliest snow melt by a full 6 weeks. This all occurred now in late June, early July. So this is contributing to the sustained ability of the atmosphere to bring about these severe occurrences, warmer conditions, more energy, the atmosphere needing to maybe do some real outrageous gyrations in order to achieve some sort of equilibrium, because that's basically all that weather is the atmosphere trying to balance itself out on a day-to-day or a long-term basis.
Gotcha. All right. Potential for some extremes. Let's bring it back closer to home. What do you see for August, and then as we head into harvest season?
Well, for the month of August, I'm pretty optimistic that the northern plains, northern Midwest, are going to continue to have the best chance at having periods of rain to kind of keep things going through the end of the crop season. And we're going to, we're also going to need that to, keep soil moisture in good shape for these later planted crops that are, that have been put into the ground. So I think that that's going to be a pretty favorable scenario from that standpoint. As far as temperatures go, the likelihood is that we are going to stay above normal through August. Now, for the northern areas, that's a pretty favorable combination. You get farther south, and I am cautious about how the filling stage period is going to go for corn and the pod filling stage for soybeans, especially from Interstate 90 south. So Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Owatonna, Minnesota, and then south. I think that there's still a lot of questions yet to be answered in terms of how the rest of this growing season evolves. And we know that in the far southern areas, there already is quite a likelihood for some pretty notable agricultural impact because of how hot and dry it's been.
Again, that was DTN meteorologist Bryce Anderson. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.